We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
So I was thinking the other day, social media is fantastic, but it leaves a lot out of the big picture.
You mean you only get the...
You get a snapshot.
Snapshot of somebody's life, but you don't know the backstory behind it.
And as you and I are both moving, you know, Jen just moved to Marietta. I'm moving over to the Battery in a couple of weeks. We're packing up our houses and we're coming across pictures and stuff from the past.
Old photo albums, old trophies, all kinds of stuff.
And you can summarize those pictures in two ways. You can either say, oh, here's a picture of... You know, me and my dad playing baseball when I was a kid. Or you can say, oh, my God, here is a picture. This was the summer that my dad and I went camping for a whole month. And this was blah, blah, blah. But nobody gets that whole story anymore because everything has to be capsulized for social media.
Right. You just have, what, 140 characters?
Sure.
Just about?
We live in an ADD world. You got to get the message out there and... Scroll on
three,
to the next.
Three, four, five sentences max.
Scroll on to the next picture. You may get to see what somebody had for breakfast this morning. On the next picture, you know?
Right, yeah.
So anyways, so I thought it might be interesting if we all on the show found a picture, it could be recent, it could be old, but that has a story behind it that hasn't been told. And share the picture on our social media and tell the story around that. Make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Jen volunteered to go first.
Well, I've been the one digging through the most boxes of old photographs and old memories and stuff. Which has been really interesting, by the way. That's a conversation for another day.
So I'm looking at a picture right now, and you can go to the Jeff and Jen Show Instagram page to see this.
And or it's on Jeff and Jen Show Facebook page, too.
Okay, and so it's three women, young women, one of which is Jen. And you're wearing life jackets, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like, is that a wetsuit? Are you wearing a wetsuit? Like, I can't tell what the girl on the left is.
It's a kayak skirt.
What's a kayak skirt?
When you sit in a kayak, when you sit in a boat, the skirt is what keeps the water out. You put it over the edge.
Oh. I don't.
You learned something new today.
Yeah, I've never kayaked to the point of needing a kayak skirt.
Skirt, yeah.
So I think if I was kayaking, I would just kind of go with the fact that I'm going to get soaked. So I don't need a skirt. But anyways, and you guys are clearly, there's water behind you and you're in the woods.
Uh-huh. And in one of the pictures, because there's two pictures side by side, because they both kind of together tell the story. By the way, I am not proud of the end of this story.
Oh, no. Okay.
I have never told the truth until today.
Oh.
Like until right now.
All right, so will you...
So I'm really nervous about it, actually.
All right, will you tell us the edited version first and then modify the ending so we can hear the false...
Yeah, I think you'll get it along the way. In one of the pictures, we are wearing numbers,
okay.
Number bibs on top of our life jackets. And then in the other picture, it has three of us. They're about to compete. This is from the year I graduated high school. And me and a group of my friends that all were paddlers, kayakers, at our summer camp for many years over the summer, were reaching this pinnacle moment of our kayaking challenges.
Okay.
So I did whitewater kayaking with this group of women growing up, and we did all kinds of different rivers, but we were never in a slalom competition until this summer. So I got old enough and good enough to do this. And this taps into what you guys do know about me, which is that I'm really competitive.
Crazy competitive.
Really competitive.
Oh, no.
So we were really excited, and there were, some of us that were, tough competitors, and the ones that were the toughest were going to get out there and do the slalom course in the whitewater, which is pretty challenging to do. We were all very excited about this.
Right.
So as the story goes, we're all suited up. We're excited. That's where this picture is from right before the race.
And this is up at Camp Floyd Mayweather, whatever it's called.
Well, we were all paddlers at Camp Marywood. And we were competing at the Nantahala Outdoor Center.
Got it.
Okay. Which is not too far from Atlanta, actually. So this picture is captured right before the race. You see us, we're all happy, we're all excited, we're ready to go. So, you know, there's all those nerves going, that fierce competition happening. We run the course once just as a practice. Everything's good. And then we're in the competition. And there's no do-overs. I mean, you're going down the river in the whitewater. There's no do-overs.
Right.
So there is one of the other women in my group, young ladies in my group, was really, really probably the fiercest competitor. There were probably three of us that were the most competitive spirit.
Okay.
She was the most athletic.
All right.
And fierce.
Okay.
So if there was anybody to beat, it was her.
Got it.
So we're in the boat.
Fierce, by the way, is a great adjective to describe someone.
Yes.
Really paints a good picture.
Okay. So, and she's got the arms, you know, she's got the upper body strength.
She's ready
to go.
She's probably juicing. She's probably on that Lance Armstrong stuff. She's probably high altitude blood, all that.
I'm so not proud of this story. Okay, so what you have to also know about a slalom course is that you're competing in time. So you're not all starting at the same time racing each other down the river.
Right.
You're going through basically an obstacle course on the river, and you're trying to beat everyone else's time.
Sure.
But you go one after the other.
So everybody's on the course at the same time. But you're not trying to be first across the finish line.
Correct.
You're just
trying to do a really good time.
It's like if you have run like the Peachtree Road Race and there's 50, you know, there's 55,000 people running.
Yes.
You can still come in first even if you're
in a different fleet or whatever it's called.
Yeah, even if you leave 10 minutes after the start because they're timing everybody's individual time.
Everybody's individual time. Same type of thing. Okay, so we're in our boats. It's cold. The water's rushing. The intensity is there. And we're going. And I'm going down the course. And we're going and we're going and we're going. And the other Miss Fierce competitor.
Fierce. Yeah.
We'll call her. So Fierce is coming out of one gate. And I'm coming down to catch the eddy and get into the gate.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm doing a U-turn, but she's coming out of it. And she hits me hard in the center of my chest. Her boat does.
Oh, no.
Really, really hard.
Okay.
Knocks the wind out of me.
Okay.
And scares me to death.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm completely knocked off the course.
Yeah.
And she keeps going. So she keeps racing and goes down the river, continues her slalom course, does really well.
Does she know what she did?
Well, her boat, the pointy end of her kayak, hit me square in the chest. Now, I have on a life vest, but hit me square in the chest, knocks me completely off the course. I spin out of control, and there's no way I'm even competing
anymore.
You're
out of the race.
I'm out of the race, and there's no do-overs.
Right.
So I'm so crushed at this moment. And you guys know my competitive spirit. I am so upset about this. And the leaders of our group pull me aside, and they are terrified that I'm injured. And here's the part that I've never really confessed to ever before, is that when they were so concerned about my well-being that they sent me to the hospital to get checked out, I let them, even though I wasn't really that injured. It was just my pride that was that injured. I was so devastated on not being able to finish. I was so...
How old were you when you did this?
I was 18, like going into, like just about to start college. I let them take me to the hospital.
You're like, my sternum might be broken.
Oh, man. I mean, the wind got knocked out of me. I got knocked off course, but I was physically okay. But I
What do they call it in soccer? A flop. You flopped in a kayak race, Jen.
Hard. Okay?
And you just let her think that. Like, she can't even.
Oh, my God. And then she is like, that girl went to the hospital.
Yes!
Is she okay?
I let her feel bad about it until today, until right now, this moment.
Is she in the picture?
Yes.
She's, and you're all smiles in the picture.
They're all there and smiling.
The story is anything but all smiles.
Because that's pre-race.
This is pre-race picture.
First, they're all smile.
But I allowed them to think that my injury was really, really bad. Like, so much so that they, like, called my parents, and my parents were worried, and I just went with it. I went with it the whole way, because you know why? She knocked me out of the race, and I wanted the attention to be on me, not on her winning it.
Jen Hobby does not lose.
That made me a horrible person. I'm a horrible person.
Made you a horrible person back then. You're a little bit better now.
That's terrible.
Great job, Jen. That's a great way to kick off the story behind the picture.
So bad. I have to call her and apologize.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.